it.
In the gorgeous kitchen with Josephine and Donna, this is a Sainsbury's Magazine recipe in association with Sainsbury's Magazine. For more information, go to sainsburysmagazine.co.uk. You'll find these recipes in the July 2016 edition of Sainsbury's Magazine. So today we are cooking spiced crab salad with fennel, grapefruit and chicory.
I love crab.
I got it all apart from one ingredient. I got it all from Sainsbury's. Guess which ingredients I couldn't get there.
Chicory?
No, I honestly, sadly, I couldn't get the crab. I did ring ahead. I rang 24 hours early and said, hi, because one of the things is kind of deep frozen crab claws. I said, have you got any or any crab meat? And they said, really sorry, we don't. So luckily, I asked you where to go. And you said there's quite a good fishmonger around the corner. So I did get... So ring ahead, because some Sainsbury's, it said, might have them and some won't. So mine didn't. But we've managed to source the ingredients.
I was going to say, crab is quite easily found at your local fishmonger.
Exactly. Now, what we need is 2 packets of... In fact, you're reading it out. I'm taking over.
Yes. 380-gram package of frozen cooked Scottish crab claws. Or... we can have 100-gram pots of chilled white crab meat.
This is what I've got, yeah.
Yes, yeah, perfect. Yeah. Ooh, that looks nice. And it's Cornish.
Yeah.
We like local. Yeah. Not that Cornish is local, but
it's
local
enough. It's only 5-hour drive.
Exactly. Yeah. A mere hop and a skip. Yeah. Okay. All right, so what else we need? We need 2 limes.
Got the limes here, yeah.
Extra virgin olive oil.
You've always got that, so I didn't buy it.
Yes. One bird eye chili.
Yeah,
I've got those. Yum. Nice and spicy. 2 pink grapefruits.
Yeah, I've got them here.
Love pink grapefruits.
Yeah, so do I.
1 head of fennel.
Yeah, the fennel was hiding. I had to ask somebody. Ah. And it was in a box, but it was covered. And I said, no, I don't want to be found, these fennel.
You found the fennel. You're a fennel hunter.
I am.
And 2 heads of chicory. Fantastic.
Yeah, got them.
Wonderful. Right. And small red onion. We've got that.
Yeah. You already had that.
I do. All right. Let's get crabbing. All right. Place. Well, we don't have the claws. So what we're doing.
Yeah, we'll read out. If you did get claws from Sainsbury's, do you want to read out what you have to do, Donna?
First, you defrost them overnight in the fridge so that they're nice and ready for you. So you put a claw on some kitchen paper on a wooden board and crack open each joint. Wow. See, this could be good because it's in the claw. They freeze them, so you could just whack it with a hammer, which is always very satisfying and fun. Okay, cover the claw with further paper before striking each section. Pull out the flesh and set aside. Discard the cartilage inside the pincer's flesh. Repeat with the remaining claws.
Isn't that handy to know?
That is good.
Because I'm going to tell you a story later about how I didn't know how to do this and it was embarrassing.
Okay. Just try and eat through the
crusty exterior? We've got the crab meat here.
Excellent. So squeeze the crab meat dry and place in a small bowl.
Okay. I need a bowl.
Excellent. There's a bowl there.
Yeah, it's not small enough.
You can have that bowl. Yeah. Good to have graduated bowls. You can pick.
Nothing broke, did it? Oh no! Oh god, I'm so sorry.
That's quite all right.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Come round here. Break the pottery.
Well, the problem is that the dishwasher's broken, so we're washing everything by hand. Exactly. So then it sits around because I don't like drying dishes. I have to say, I hate drying dishes. Never saw the point.
No, my husband doesn't either. Mm. Okay.
I knew I liked him.
Yeah. So I'm now emptying the crab meat.
Excellent.
We've also got a brown crab meat. Should I put that in as well?
Yes.
I know it doesn't say it, but we're going to use it as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I didn't know when I went into the shop what to buy. So we're going to add some brown as well.
Perfect.
Brown's a stronger one, isn't it?
Yes. Do you know, it's an interesting thing because brown crab meat, we don't, in the States, I don't think we usually... do. I'm used to just the claw meat.
Oh, it's probably you've got so many there, haven't you? Whereas here, you know, they're kind of quite valuable.
Well, they're also a lot bigger.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, and it actually might not be as It might not be as tasty being bigger. Bigger shellfish aren't as tasty. I remember once we got a ginormous lobster, and it was just not that tasty.
Mm, like, you know, lobster gum.
It had gone old. Yeah, it was too. It was like eating an old body. You know. Okay, I've got the crab all squeezed.
Excellent. Mm. So we're going to mix that with the zest of one lime,
okay,
2 tablespoons of lime juice, the chili, and 2 tablespoons of olive oil.
Okay, we're going to get busy.
I shall get you the olive oil.
Okay, let's do that.
Gorgeous Food and Drink on Radio Gorgeous.
So what we've just done is we've done the segmentizing. Is that a word?
Segmentation.
Oh, yeah, that sounds vaguely true.
Yeah.
So we've just, and then we've put it, and you just, you, when I wasn't looking, you swigged the grapefruit juice.
It's like one of my favorite things.
Okay.
So next to lobster.
Yeah, exactly.
Today's so my day.
I really know what to get you now.
Grapefruit.
Half
lobster.
A grapefruit starter, very easy. And then I'll just buy a cooked lobster. It's quite.
I'll be
and
very,
some new
very
potatoes.
Happy. Okay. If whatever.
Okay.
Great. No, I'm already happy with the grapefruit and lobster.
Okay.
Okay. So you need to get to finally slicing your fennel into fans.
Oh gosh, but do they say how to do this?
I'm not sure.
I'd say this because I've eaten fennel
yes,
a lot
that
as a
way.
Fan.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
So say. I'd say that we've taken the top off, which tells you whether they're male or female because there are different fennel.
Ooh.
Yep. And I think this is a male fennel.
Oh, it smells delicious.
And what
for
you do
a
is
man.
You take the top up and I'm slicing it downwards.
Yes. So that we see a whole cross.
Yeah.
You know, as opposed to in rounds.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a bit like doing an onion from the top, I'd say, yeah. If people want to visualize it. Okay. Oh, God, the aroma of aniseed. Ugh. It's just, smell that.
Oh,
and it goes
it.
So well, the lime, you know.
Yeah, it's really going to bring out, the citrus is really going to bring out.
Yeah. God, we're impressed with the people at Sainsbury's, aren't we?
Yes.
They can get some mean, mean recipes going. Okay, so what do I do? Chop this, then what do we do?
Okay. We're going to add that to the grapefruit.
Yeah.
And then we're going to add the chicory leaves.
Yeah, how do we do those?
Sliced red onion. But the chicory leaves, they, you know, they're sort of individually portioned.
Okay.
We'll section them out.
Okay, so we need a nice big platter. Don't you think?
Yep. Okay. When you're ready to serve, which is now because we're hungry, add 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 2 tablespoons of lime juice, and seasoning to taste to the grapefruit and leaf mixture.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
Done
as
that.
You have done.
Yeah.
Mix thoroughly and arrange in airy piles on plates. And you're going to spoon 3 piles of the crab meat around each salad.
Mm.
Serve immediately. I would like to go ahead with that.
Yes. Stunning.
Immediately.
Can't wait to try it.
It looks beautiful.
RadioGorgeous.com.
Eating. So this is so, as I say earlier, exciting again because we are eating the aforementioned crab.
We are.
And it's a mixture of flavours. I'm trying to get them all on the fork.
Wow.
Mmm. It tastes Asian.
Does it to you?
Mmm.
Mm. The burst of lime.
Yeah, but lime makes it
with
taste.
The crab.
It. Yeah, makes it taste a bit Asian to me.
Mm. It's delicious.
Mmm. Well, you think the olive oil. Actually, no, the olive oil. Mmm. It's refreshing, lively. It's the sort of thing I'd love to have. A pile of a crab in the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
So at lunchtime, I'm really naughty when I'm on my own. No one around. I could eat this. Piles and piles and piles. Or it's a fabulous starter. Or a brilliant main.
Mm-hmm.
Or crusty bread. For supper in the high summer, like it is now.
I've never had grapefruit and fennel. I've had orange and fennel. But grapefruit and fennel is subtle and gorgeous.
Just like you.
Thanks for listening to this gorgeous podcast by RadioGorgeous.com. For more information about the recipes, go to sainsburysmagazine.co.uk and you'll find these recipes in their 2016 edition. RadioGorgeous.com.
We were at a party. Earlobe fell in the game. Someone reached in and grabbed it. The ocean.